Here's the Friday short for May 9th of 2025. Michigan's economy isn't the worst, but it's not the greatest either. The state ranks 39th in per capita income, below the national average. And as I talked about last week with Bridge Michigan's Paula Gardner, the near $1 billion in corporate subsidies that we have spent haven't exactly paid off either. Well, I mean, they've paid off for somebody, but not the working class. And we can go back during the Republican Governor Rick Snyder tenure when he and the MAGA Republican majority at the time were busy slashing business taxes, slashing taxes on the rich, ensuring us that would enrich the lives of so many, including the business community. Well, has it enriched the lives of many? Has it done that? I'm guessing many working-class Michiganders, including some who backed Dear Leader Trump, would not agree. All of these slashes to the business tax rates and the promises of further tax breaks or incentives or what is essentially known as corporate welfare only leads us to face off against other states in a never-ending race to the bottom. And it's not like our neighboring states are doing that much better. Ohio's 37th and Indiana's 38th in per capita income. As Lou Glazer from Michigan Future Incorporated highlighted last fall, Michigan comes in at number 38 when it comes to the percentage of people with a bachelor's degree. Indiana and Ohio are faring even worse. But as Lou Glazer and Michigan Advanced Business writer Rick Haglund point out, there's one Great Lakes state that's far surpassing Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, and that state is Minnesota. Minnesota is 12th in per capita income and ranks 11th in the country for people with college degrees. But how are they pulling it off in Minnesota? How are they doing that? Well, certainly they must be slashing taxes, and especially corporate taxes and taxes for their elite citizens, right? Wrong. In fact, Minnesota raised taxes on businesses and the wealthy in its state, which is the exact opposite track that we've taken here in Michigan. Plus, Minnesota also did not slash its economic safety net for people and decided to actually reinvest in its people and the communities they live in by passing 12 weeks of paid family and sick leave, the ability for anyone to buy into Medicaid, free public college tuition for working class Minnesotans, and of course, free meals for public school students. Yes, they are paying more in taxes, but their state economy is faring much better than the other Great Lakes states that are busy cutting more taxes to please its corporate donor base. But you see, one reason we can't really do that here in Michigan is due to the state's rigid 4.25% flat tax rate, which is nothing but a regressive tax on the working class. It's time for a progressive tax to ensure those who are doing better have some skin in the game and pay a little more to make sure the system is working better, because it ain't working well right now. And we need to scale back on these corporate slush fund deals that governors from both parties, like Snyder and current Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, have utilized to very, very little success. We need businesses to step up and help fund our infrastructure. An infrastructure they use, mind you, and an infrastructure for the future, which includes rail and bus services. And we need businesses to pay for the pollution they leave behind when they skedaddle out of here. And you know what? It's a damn shame Democrats didn't pass that bill in the lame duck last year before MAGA Republicans took the majority, because we know they won't pass it. Reinvesting in our state and in the people in the state is the best course of action if we hope to get out of this rut, a rut that we can thank nearly 40 years of Republican majorities in the state for giving us. But actually, you can also thank neoliberal policies that have failed us as well. So we can't keep doing the same tired things that keep hurting the working class. What's the old saying about that definition of insanity again? Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Subscribe and follow the show wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to the show on YouTube so you can check out my videos there. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.